Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. And glad you're here. We got, looks like we're having a little technical difficulty getting my next guest on the show. We're working on that. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to march, you and me. So one of the things that Jeffrey Zabar and I were just talking about is, taking care of customers. And that's what our guest that we're trying to hang on to, we're trying to find right now, get connected to right now, was talking about. And that's... This is the customer, how the customer, of course, we've always heard the customer's always right, right? That's we've always heard that. But see, that was a simple way of thinking about it. That was an easy way of thinking about it and an uncomplicated way of executing on. We had an uncomplicated way of executing on that for thousands of years. The customer is always right. But in those days, for 10,000 years, the customer was not only right. The customer was also uncomplicated. The customer was also someone that we could almost predict. I mean, when they had four or five car options to choose from, when downtown if they were going to buy retail, they'd go to Sears or Penny's. Maybe to a local small business, depending on what was offered. Weren't that many boutiques back in those days, and not as many small businesses as there are now. And so, and the customer, we almost knew what the customer was going to do. And you know what else? You could manipulate customers. Companies would manipulate customers. Madison Avenue. For almost the entire 20th century, they manipulated customers. And you know what? For most of the 20th century, in fact, I guess really, in a lot of ways, for all of the 20th century, customers allowed Madison Avenue to manipulate them with commercials and with taglines and campaigns and blitzes and media blitzes and all that kind of stuff and peer pressure and keeping up with the Joneses, all that kind of stuff. Consumers allowed companies to manipulate them. We were the consumer society. America, the American dream became the consumer economy, right? And it was fairly simple. Things were not complicated at all. Well, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it? Well, it's not like that anymore. The customer is still always right. That part has not changed. But what has changed is that the customer is no longer not complicated. Today, the customer is finding out what the customer is right about is the complicated part. That's what's changed. The customer being right hasn't changed. But prior to what I call the age of the customer, which has been going on now since 1993, it began. It was born in 1993 when you and I were given access to the internet. About this time, right now, maybe another month or so, in 1993, you and I were given access to the internet. That's when the age of the customer was born. And my friends, what happened then was the customer being right. And the customer being uncomplicated and almost predictable, that's when that ended, that second part. So here we are, well into the age of the customer. The customer is still right. But the customer is now not predictable. The customer is unpredictable, and the customer is complicated. And it's because they have so many more expectation options. In the 20th century, in the age of the seller, their expectations were, I need stuff. I've got a handful of places I can go get it. I'm pretty sure I can find it. I don't know if I get a good value. I'm going to shop hard. I'm going to try to get value, but I might have to pay more than I want. That was the old days. Today, they don't have any of those concerns. They have different expectations. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about those after this break. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Big old Buick and a big old sky, and wheels on fire, and I tell you why, I got a high ride.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.